This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has listened to those he calls his African-American friends and has changed the date of a political rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma from June 19th to the 20th out of respect for a date that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. Amid massive street protests against racial injustice, Mr. Trump had faced heavy criticism both for the timing and location of his rally. Tulsa is a city where white mobs massacred scores of American blacks during 2 days of violence in 1921. Some historians put the death toll as high as 300. A few hours from now, the president will make his first commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy in West Point, New York. It is not without controversy. 1,100 Army cadets will be graduating. Mr. Trump's decision to do the address in person is in conflict with New York State's ban on outdoor commencement crowds of more than 150 people because of the coronavirus pandemic. As a military installation, West Point is exempt from the rule. Still, social distancing will be the order of the day. New York has lost almost 31,000 lives to COVID-19, with a case count of close to 381,000. The future U.S. Army second lieutenants have been in quarantine for the past 2 weeks. The ceremony is closed to parents and friends. A cloud hanging over the event, growing criticism over what many people, including some from the defense establishment, past and present, view as the president's efforts to politicize the military. Among them is threat to use federal troops to deal with racial equality demonstrations in American cities and his inclusion of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, in a now famous Washington photo op with Mr. Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. Milley has since said it was a mistake for him to go along with it, that it violated the principle of keeping the Defense Department out of politics. Donald Trump and defense officials are also at odds over the idea of renaming American bases to honor the memory of Confederate military leaders. Pentagon says it's open to the idea. The president says he won't even discuss it. This is VOA News. Quoting unnamed sources, Politico is reporting that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is planning to travel to Hawaii to meet with Chinese government officials. Pompeo is a strong China critic on a wide range of issues, including its handling of information in the pandemic, its increasingly repressive policy in Hong Kong, and its treatment of religious minorities. Politico says the trip is being planned quietly, that arrangements have not been finalized. Pompeo last month echoed President Trump's charge that China could have prevented the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people around the world by being more transparent about the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Beijing has locked down 11 residential neighborhoods to cope with a new outbreak of the disease. This after China said 45 people who live near a wholesale food market had tested positive for the virus. There had been no locally transmitted infections reported in China for close to 2 months. The pandemic continues to take a heavy toll worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases at almost 7.7 million, with more than 426,000 deaths. India is a hotspot, now with about 309,000 cases, fourth in the world, and up by 11,000 since yesterday. The fatality count is just under 9,000. In New Delhi, most public hospitals are full. South Korea has identified 40 new virus cases, most in the Seoul metropolitan area. South Korea suffered 277 virus fatalities with a case count of some 12,000. Leading the world in grim numbers is the United States, with more than 2 million infections and a death toll moving toward 115,000. Utah and Oregon are putting a hold on their economic reopenings. Other states, including Texas, Arizona, Arkansas, and Alabama, are holding firm with their back-to-work plans, despite warning signs they too are risking the danger of expanding current outbreaks. There are new spikes of COVID numbers reported in nearly 20 states. The top health official in Houston, Texas, is warning the state may be perched on the precipice of a disaster. Eat-in restaurants in the state are now being allowed to operate at 75% capacity. Arizona has told its hospitals to activate emergency plans for the state's unexpected rise in COVID cases. And health officials are warning people against being part of large crowds. President Trump takes his reelection campaign to Arizona 10 days from now, in an arena that holds 6,500 people. This will be the first day that police in New York will operate under new measures signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo. This comes in response to the death of African-American George Floyd, who was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. In signing the bills, Cuomo said they're intended to overturn years of abuse. The laws ban police chokeholds and make it easier to sue people who call police on others without good reason. More news online at voanews.com via remote. I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.